I saw a sign, watch for children, and I thought, well, that's a pretty good trait.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Have you ever played the game Bigger and Better? Youth groups love this. You start out with something of little value, like a ballpoint pen, then you trade it next door for something a little bigger and better, like a pair of socks. Then you trade the socks for an old coffee maker, and the coffee maker for a 2-for-1 coupon at a Chinese buffet. Then you can choose to treat your buddy to wonton soup or keep on trading. No one is more accomplished at the game than Montreal's Kyle McDonald. One summer day, 26-year-old Kyle held a red paperclip in his hand and wondered what he could get for it. He was unemployed and had nothing better to do, so he put his paperclip up on Craigslist, asking for a trade. A young woman quickly offered him a pen shaped like a fish. McDonald traded the fish pen for a handmade ceramic doorknob, which he traded for a Coleman camp stove. He was then contacted by a U.S. Marine sergeant, who gave Kyle a 100-watt power generator in exchange. In Queens, New York, Kyle exchanged the generator for a beer keg and a giant Budweiser sign. In exchange, he got a Bombardier snowmobile. The snowmobile he traded for a trip for two to the Canadian Rockies, which he traded for a van, which he traded for a recording contract, which he traded for a year of free rent in Phoenix, Arizona. And by this time, Kyle had gained some internet fame. Thousands followed his quest. Kyle traded the rent contract for an afternoon with rocker Alice Cooper, which he swapped for a collectible snow globe from the band Kiss, which he traded to Corbin Burnson, a Hollywood actor and director with the world's largest snow globe collection. In exchange for the globe, Burnson offered him a paid acting role in a Hollywood film. But Kyle had no aspirations of stardom, so when he received a call from an economic developer in Kipling, Saskatchewan, he decided to trade the acting contract for the town's generous offer of a 2-story house. 3,500 people crowded into the town of Kipling, population 1,100, to celebrate Kyle's housewarming party. The town even hosted live auditions for the movie role. They called it Kipling Idol, and Corbin Burnson himself got up and announced the winner. I'm not making this up. Kyle McDonald now holds the Guinness World Record for the most successful internet trade, a paperclip for a house. And the town of Kipling, Saskatchewan now boasts the world's largest paperclip, standing 15 feet 2 inches tall. It's 3,000 pounds of solid steel. Would Kyle like that red paperclip back? No, he laughs. If I hadn't traded it away, I'd just be a guy sitting at a desk holding a paperclip in his hand, wondering what would happen if I did something with the paperclip. Well, how about you? Is there something you need to trade in today? Corbin Burnson, the celebrity from our story, is famous for his TV roles on L.A. Law and Psych. When his father died, Corbin got wondering, is he in heaven? Is he in God's hands? Is there a God to be in the hands of? Burnson found that fame and fortune wasn't enough. When confronted with Jesus' words in Matthew 8, what good would it do for you if you gain the whole world and lose your soul? He traded it all in, if you will, putting his trust in God through Christ. Burnson says this, my absolute belief is in a loving, all-knowing, and powerful God and the teachings of Jesus Christ. Is something holding you back from something far bigger and better? About half of our listeners have yet to put their trust in Jesus. Would you consider simply praying, God, are you there? Show me if you are. This just may be the start of an amazing journey.
As we wrap up 2025, we're humbled by how Laugh Again is impacting the lives of real people. One listener shared, my husband and I had our dreams shattered when we had to return from the mission field. We listen every day and sometimes in the middle of the night. The message brings us such peace. To help extend that hope to more hearts in need through 2026, consider supporting this ministry at laughagain.org. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.